This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. We've had a lot of wind lately, but nothing like the big storms reported in the Greenbush Tribune from years past. Last week I told you about one described in 1913, and this story was from the July 15, 1943 issue, and was condensed by Eunice Korzak for use in the Greenbush Centennial book a few years ago. In July of 1943, the Greenbush Tribune reported the worst windstorm to hit this section in the 34 years that we have lived here. This would include the big tornado of 1913 that damaged the fine new Hogue School. But unlike the 1913 storm, this storm took no human life. The storm, coming from North Dakota by way of Stephen and Argyle, struck Greenbush around 2 a.m., traveling at a pretty good clip. The Tribune reported a head-on wind of great velocity mixed with some small twisters and described the path of the storm as about 15 miles wide, although the severity was reduced on the outside edges of the path. Damage in town included the demolition of L. Hopkins Airplane Hangar, B equipment and warehouse. At least 5 downtown businesses suffered loss of windows. The roof on Einar Johnson's warehouse was badly damaged. The bank's chimney came through the skylight into the building. Rinowski's barbershop lost its porch, and many trees were uprooted. One garage was lifted up and over the car within, leaving the car undamaged. Most of the phones in town were served by underground cable and were not affected, but the country lines sustained damages and service outages. As many as 90 barns were lost and uncounted numbers of buildings destroyed. Luckily, not one person sustained injuries, and only a few animals were lost in the storm as it continued on through Badger and Roseau. Bill Ekstrand, J.M. Roshi, and R.W. Huggett of Greenbush joined others meeting at Roseau with Red Cross and government officials to plead for assistance to provide winter shelter for the livestock left unhoused by the wind's demolition of barns. Because of power outage due to the storm, the Tribune was a little late getting out and the news a little abbreviated, and the creamery was closed all day after the storm. Eunice also described the 1954 windstorm, calling the article Flying Boxcars in 1954. The windstorm of 1954, a widespread storm with winds reported from 85 to 100 miles per hour, raged through the Greenbush area on its way to Canada. A warning was received that 2 runaway boxcars were headed this way from Thief River Falls. They were traveling at top speed and hitting crossings at unscheduled times.
All right, thanks, Sheila. And now, due to a recording mistake when Sheila dropped by the studios this week, I'm Craig Olson, and I will continue the story where Sheila left off. We're now nearing 6:30 p.m. with darkness descending rapidly. People were concerned about drivers who were already excited about the storm. Tony Burkle and Don Ranowski bravely jumped aboard the flying boxcars and set the brakes. The storm did collapse the chimney, though, of the Greenbush Community Hospital. When that chimney fell onto the roof, it caved into the waiting room and the nursing station, and then crashed into the nurse's reception area in the basement. Shortly before that chimney collapsed, Thea Iverson had been seated in the waiting room, but Bert Anderson, the custodian at the hospital, had come down the hall, and she had given up her seat to go and speak with him. It was only seconds later that the chimney collapsed. It was certainly a narrow escape from death for Thea. Other less major damage to the hospital also occurred. The volunteers pitched in immediately and were even making temporary repairs to the roof while the wind was still raging. The hangar in which Father McMahon's Piper Cub airplane was parked collapsed, but the plane was only slightly damaged due to some quick work of anchoring the plane to the Caterpillar, reportedly while the hangar was still in the air. Extensive farm damage, including broken silos and caved-in barn roofs, as well as damage to windows, chicken coops, and homes, occurred. In the June 10, 1954 Greenbush Tribune, only one person was reported injured, Ole Mulberg, who had been hit by a heavy rack carried by the wind. He was admitted to the Greenbush Hospital. Another storm she wrote about took place in 1975, bringing down the Sheep Palace, damaging Tom's body shop, the Marine Construction Office, and the park near the school. It also took away a shed on Ed DeLager's property, but left the snowmobile that was inside undamaged. Thanks to Sheila for taking her time to share these stories on a weekly basis, and we will hear from her again next week here on Wild 102.